I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CBS News special report indicted on federal charges former President Donald Trump, announcing it himself on his social media platform, adding he's been told to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. local time. CBS News confirms a multi-count indictment.
Trump was directly involved with the movement of documents allegedly in Mar-a-Lago, in the basement, in his office, and also from the White House when he left in January of 2021.
Correspondent Robert Costa.
All of the sources I have who are close to witnesses and lawyers who have been part of this federal grand jury say that Jack Smith is working with utter seriousness in this entire process. No public statements. He's saying nothing to the press. This is all about building a case about obstruction, illegal retention of documents.
CBS News also learns Trump has sent out a fundraising letter repeating his announcement that he has been indicted on federal charges related to government documents found at his Florida home. CBS News special report. I'm Tom Foti.
And for a closer look, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Nolan Higdon, professor of history, media studies, and education at Cal State East Bay. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's just right off the bat, let's get your reaction to the announcement today.
Yeah, unfortunately, at this point, there's something that feels comfortable about it. I think we find ourselves in the Trump era always coming back to these constitutional questions or these historic firsts. So I'm sort of, I guess, struck by the historical nature of what's happened with this federal indictment of a former president who is simultaneously running for president.
And I don't know if you heard it in the CBS News update. He has just sent out a fundraising plea announcing his indictment. And you would expect if the past repeats itself that it will be a very successful fundraising effort.
Yeah, I completely agree. Trump has a unique ability to convince his supporters that he is the personification of them. And so when anybody goes after Trump in any way, they see it as attacking them, and it just builds his support.
Why do you think that is? What?
It's tough to say. Trump, seems to be the right person at the right time for his supporters, and has struck a chord, tapped into their anger and frustration with whatever it may be. And over time, you know, whether it be through his Celebrity Apprentice or his political speeches, has come to cultivate himself as a representation of these supporters. I mean, they stand by him through things that, you know, would have destroyed other politicians. But time and time again, they come back to support Trump.
How do you think other Republicans running for president in 2024 are going to handle this particular piece of information?
You know, so far in the primary and even in the post-Trump presidency, his rivals in the party have really used kid gloves in their critiques. Even, you know, the recent comments by Chris Christie or Pence or DeSantis have been kind of soft. If there's ever a time to, politically speaking, if there's ever a time to go after Trump really in a hard way, this would certainly be it. And I imagine we're going to start to see his other rivals in the 2024 primaries start to go at him in the days and weeks ahead over this indictment.
Probably no surprise that he made the announcement on his social media company page. What do you make of that announcement?
It was really fascinating. I mean, on the one hand, it draws attention to his social media platform. But usually when politicians try and get in front of a story or try and jump the media in a story, it's because they want to frame a certain, you know, narrative about it or tell the story in a way that's preferential to them. He didn't seem to do that. It was a really succinct, brief update. And almost immediately afterward, journalists had started to get information about the indictment. So it's kind of a head scratcher in why he did that way.
Nolan Higdon, thanks so much. Professor of History, Media Studies, and Education at Cal State East Bay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.